You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our passage today comes from Isaiah chapter 40. Beginning in the first verse. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level and the rough places a plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, fear not, say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms, he will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young. It's a beautiful poem. We're here in the 40th chapter of Isaiah, and we can discern something of a shift. The beginning word is comfort. This part of the scripture is likely written from exile. It's the beginning of a new chapter, or a new theme in Isaiah. It's the beginning of the book of comfort. Some people call Isaiah the fifth gospel because it speaks so much of the prophecy of the Messiah, and it speaks so much of how God loves his people and of what he has done for them and will do for them. And it begins by saying, comfort, comfort my people, speak tenderly to Jerusalem. That word tenderly caught me. I was thinking, who are the people who are tender toward me? And I have to say that even after these many years of my life, the person who most comes to mind is my mother. Many people are tender toward me, care for me, love me, but my mom comes to mind. One thing she still says to me after many, many years is, are you all right, my darling? It's kind of a crazy thing to say to a man of 40. But my mum is tender toward me. She remembers me when I was not a man of 40. She remembers me when I was a child, when I needed absolutely everything done for me. She literally remembers parts of my life that I do not. In a way, she knows me better than I know myself, because she knows parts of me that I do not. I think this is how God knows us. He knows parts of who we are that are hidden from us, because he created them, he watched over them, he looked after them, he helped them to grow. He knows both what we were created to be, what we are, and he also knows what we will become. In the words of Isaiah, he speaks tenderly to Jerusalem and to the church. And what does he say? It's a reprise of the words that we saw in Luke. It's this voice once again crying in the wilderness. Or really, it's the first time that these words have been uttered. This voice in the wilderness that is saying, things will be made straight, things will work out. I speak to you tenderly because I give you promises of how I will make the world. And again, this coming will change the people. It will both help them in the face of the great power and majesty and glory of God, and it will also proclaim his comfort and his care for them as their shepherd and the one who looks after them. Comfort, comfort my people, says the Lord.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.